This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Done asking. Gays in the American military can start telling as of today, rolling back nearly 20 years of history.
An open statement by a service member that he or she is a homosexual will create a rebuttable presumption that he or she intends to engage in prohibited conduct, but the service member will be given an opportunity to refute that presumption. In other words, to demonstrate that he or she intends to live by the rules of conduct that apply in the military service.
Policy in the U.S. military back in December of 1993. Today, after a long, slow trip out the door, it officially ends.
Was this an example of American denial, a separate but equal doctrine for sexuality, or a stepping stone toward full recognition? The end of the glass closet, beginning of a glass ceiling? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Glass closet gone for gays in the American military. Glass ceiling begins today. It's Tuesday, September 20th. We'll find out.
At the top of the news, though, is the United Nations General Assembly meeting. President Obama is in New York City for a week of intense diplomacy. He'll begin the morning with meeting the leader of Libya's new government and then meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. But the shadow looming over the UN this week is the Palestinians' expected bid for statehood coming on Friday. This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered to hold direct talks in New York with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this week. But in the past hour, Palestinian officials said Israel must accept certain terms before talks can resume. The U.S. is expected to veto the Palestinians' bid. That decision is likely to upset many people in the Arab world. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.N. is not the place to create a Palestinian state.
We continue to believe and are pressing the point that the only way to a two-state solution, which is what we support and want to see happen, is through negotiations.
Secretary Clinton says there's still time this week to avoid a diplomatic crisis.
Financial crisis continues in Europe today. Standard & Poor's has cut Italy's debt rating. The Moody's agency widely expected to follow suit. Meanwhile, in Greece, leaders are meeting with IMF and EU officials for a second day. Greece is trying to secure a $150 billion loan, but market analysts worldwide and the market futures suggest this expect Greece to eventually default. Total Greek debt is about $500 billion. By comparison, Argentina's debt was $82 billion when it defaulted a decade ago.
The streets of Yemen's capital are a war zone again this morning. This resident of Sana'a tells our partner, the BBC, there is heavy fighting for the third day.
Started when the Republican Guards shelled the military base of the defected military supporting the protesters. The announcement has escalated into clashes between government forces and the defected military.
Yesterday, thousands of protesters backed by military defectors seized a base of Yemen's elite Republican Guard. More than 60 people have been killed in the fighting this week. Join us again from Sana'a, Hakim Al-Masmari, who's editor-in-chief at the Yemen Post. Hakim, can you tell us what's happening in Sana'a today?
Clashes are continuing right now in Sana'a, in almost every residential area of the capital. I just talked to the spokesperson for the defected military soldiers and asked him why the government, soldiers are spreading throughout the capital of Sana'a. He said that the defected soldiers are only spreading in areas where they can ensure that protesters are not attacked by the government, because yesterday and the day before, over 55 were killed. They want to ensure that that no protesters are killed, and the only way to do that is to spread on the streets of the capital to ensure the safety for the civilians and for the protesters.
That's Hakim Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief at the Yemen Post, speaking from Sana'a.
Here in the U.S., an all-time saves leader in baseball, Yankees closer, and already Hall of Fame bound Mariano Rivera notched his 602nd save yesterday in a win over the Minnesota Twins. Asian markets mixed this morning. European indices are up on hope in Europe. Futures are up for Wall Street as well. The Dow gets underway at 11,401. The S&P opens at 1,204. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,308. Coming up, voices on the front line of the values war in the military as Don't Ask, Don't Tell ends officially today.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.